Athabasca. Athabasca County residents will have a chance to hear from officials next week regarding an Indigenous Protected and Conservation Area, IPCA, feasibility study that will include areas near North Buck Lake, Amisk Lake and Big Johnson Lake. The county is hosting a town hall meeting Tuesday, December 6 at the Grassland Community Hall at 7 p.m. to share the information they have gathered themselves about the feasibility study that is being led by the Métis Settlement General Council. The county passed a motion to oppose the development of the new IPCA until such time as clarity is provided regarding assessment control, land use planning, and Athabasca County's autonomy on lands inside the municipality's jurisdictional boundaries and continued future use of the lands in question, at its November 15 meeting. IPCAs are areas of land and water where Indigenous peoples and governments have long-term commitment to protection, conservation and management of land and habitat, according to a draft report from Toma Consulting and Solstice Environmental Management included in the November 15 meeting agenda package. It is an Indigenous-led initiative to help determine objectives, boundaries and management, governance using Indigenous knowledge, culture and language as the cornerstones. There are 40 existing or emerging IPCAs across Canada and Alberta has four of them encompassing several wilderness areas for cooperative management and caribou management, the draft said. The areas in question encompass 121 square kilometers and 45 sections of land, whereas an IPCA proposed for areas around Wolf Lake in the MD of Bonnyville proposes protecting is 559 square kilometers. The county has also invited a number of other officials including Athabasca Barhead Westlock MLA Glenn Van Deken and Bonnyville Cold Lake Street. Paul MLA David Hansen, along with MD of Bonnyville Reeve Barry Kalinske, both of whom were very vocally opposed to the proposal at an October 20 meeting in the hamlet of Lacourie that saw more than 500 people attend. At the MD of Bonnyville's October 13 meeting, that council passed an identical motion to the one passed by Athabasca County a month later. A link to a presentation to MD of Bonnyville Council by Toma Consulting can also be found at the Athabasca County website. More information on the Métis Settlement General Council can be found at https://msgc.ca. See ZWIC at athabasca.greatwest.ca.